The Nine Attributes of the Buddha by Sele Susila. Part 2, Chapter 2. Sammasambuddho. The Rightly Self-Awakened One. Samma means rightly. Sammam means by himself. Buddho means awakened. Sammasambuddho is one who, without a teacher and through self-effort, attains full enlightenment to become a Buddha, one who is fully awake. The Prince's Journey to Becoming the Buddha. The first time Prince Siddhartha traveled outside the palace and saw signs of old age, sickness, and death, he was very shocked. After seeing the misery inherent in humanity, he pondered the impermanence of the world, the origin of suffering, and the mystery of existence. When he saw an ascetic who was tranquil and peaceful, he thought, quote, "Why, being myself subject to birth, aging, ailment, death, sorrow, and defilement, do I seek after what is also subject to these things? Suppose, being myself subject to these things, seeing the danger in them, I sought after the unborn, unaging, unailing, deathless, sorrowless, undefiled supreme surcease of bondage, nibbana." End quote. Then the prince became determined to leave the royal throne, his beautiful wife, and his newborn son, who had not yet met his father, and search for the true meaning of life, to learn about becoming free from birth, old age, sickness, and death, to attain the state of nibbana. This does not mean Prince Siddhartha did not love his wife and son, but his decision to leave on a quest for the truth was founded upon incomparable compassion towards all beings, compassion that surpasses the mundane love between a man and a woman. Having left the palace, the prince learned concentration meditation, samatha, from the ascetic Alada Kalama, and later from the ascetic Uddaka Ramaputta. Even though he had attained the most advanced states of concentration with these teachers, the immaterial jhanas, known as the sphere of nothingness and the sphere of neither perception nor non-perception, Prince Siddhartha was unsatisfied. He thought, quote, "This teaching does not lead to dispassion, to fading of lust, to cessation, to peace, to direct knowledge, to enlightenment, to nibbana, but only to the sphere of nothingness and the sphere of neither perception nor non-perception." End quote. Majjhima Nikaya 26. Therefore, dissatisfied, he left these teachers and began a practice of extreme austerities. At that time, many ascetics in India believed that the body was the cause of mental defilements. For this reason, they practiced austere restraint and control of their bodies. Their practice involved severe self-mortification while eating and drinking very, very little. The expectation was that these practices would free them from mental defilements and lead to enlightenment. Prince Siddhartha followed these ascetic practices for 6 years. His practice began by stopping his breath at the nose, mouth, and ears. However, because the breath was trapped in his body, extreme pressure built within the body, causing him to feel pain similar to a sharp sword slicing the whole body into pieces, and feeling as if the body was being burned by fire. The pain was extreme and unbearable. He then reduced his food and drink, eating only a single grain of rice each day. Because of his severe fasting, his golden skin became dry and dull. In the following quote, the Buddha described his physical appearance at that time to his disciples. Quote, "Because of eating so little, my limbs became like the jointed segments of vine stems or bamboo stems. Because of eating so little, my backside became like a camel's hoof. Because of eating so little, the projections on my spine stood forth like corded beads. Because of eating so little, my ribs jutted out as gaunt as the crazy rafters of an old roofless barn. Because of eating so little, the gleam of my eyes sank far down in their sockets, looking like the gleam of water that has sunk far down in a deep well. Because of eating so little, my scalp shriveled and withered, as a green bitter gourd shrivels and withers in the wind and sun. Because of eating so little, my belly skin adhered to my backbone. Thus, if I touched my belly skin, I encountered my backbone, and if I touched my backbone, I encountered my belly skin. Because of eating so little, if I defecated or urinated, I fell over on my face there. Because of eating so little, If I tried to ease my body by rubbing my limbs with my hands, the hair, rotted at its roots, fell from my body as I rubbed. End quote. Majjhima Nikaya 36. Such extreme austere practices brought him to the brink of death, and yet he still could not reach the liberation he sought. When at last he realized that this was not the way to liberation, he abandoned the practice of austerities and accepted an offering of milk porridge. Seeing this, the five ascetics who had earlier practiced together with the prince thought that he had given up his search for liberation and left him in disappointment. Finally, Prince Siddhartha arrived at Bodh Gaya, where he sat under a Bodhi tree facing east. Though he had no teacher, he was determined to succeed, and he vowed, quote, "Even though my blood may dry up, my flesh may decay, and my bones may be scattered, I will not stand up from this seat until I am fully awakened." End quote. Under the Bodhi tree, Prince Siddhartha focused on breathing in and breathing out, Anapanasati, practicing concentration meditation. In a short time, he entered the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. Mara knew that the prince, with his great effort, would be fully enlightened on that day, so he angrily jumped upon the elephant, Girimekala, and changed his form to a being with 1,000 arms, each with a weapon, to attack the prince. However, this did not move Prince Siddhartha. Mara then created rainstorms, dust storms, firestorms, poisonous winds, and on, until the whole world appeared totally shattered. Prince Siddhartha sat under the tree with calm and steady poise. To display his strength over Mara and defeat him, Prince Siddhartha touched the earth with his finger, requesting the earth to be witness to the completion of his spiritual perfections, paramis. Developed over 4 incalculable aeons, ansakeya kapas, and 100,000 great aeons, maha kapas. His request was so powerful and so irresistible that the whole earth shook in answer, in support, and in reverence to the prince. Mara and his army became frightened by the response and ran away, and Prince Siddhartha successfully defeated Mara. Prince Siddhartha re-entered the concentrated state of the fourth jhana after the conclusion of his encounter with Mara. During this time, and in the first watch of the night, he developed the knowledge of recollecting past lives. This knowledge enabled him to recollect many aeons of past lives, both his own as well as those of others. During the middle watch of the night, he developed the divine eye, clairvoyance, a special knowledge that enabled him to see the passing away and reappearance of beings from one life to another according to their karma. At this time, ignorance was banished and true knowledge arose. Darkness was banished and light arose, as happens in one who is diligent, ardent, and self-controlled. But Prince Siddhartha did not allow such a pleasant feeling as arose in him to gain power over his mind. He continued to meditate. During the last watch of the night, as recorded in Majjhima Nikaya 36, quote, "When my concentrated mind was thus purified, I inclined my mind to the knowledge of exhaustion of taints. I had direct knowledge, as it actually is, that this is suffering, that this is the origin of suffering, that this is the cessation of suffering, and that this is the way leading to the cessation of suffering. I had direct knowledge, as it actually is, that these are taints, that this is the origin of taints, that this is the cessation of taints, and that this is the way leading to the cessation of taints. Knowing thus and seeing thus, my heart was liberated from the taint of sensual desire, from the taint of being, and from the taint of ignorance. When liberated, there came the knowledge, it is liberated. I had direct knowledge. Birth is exhausted. The holy life has been lived out. What was to be done is done. There is no more of this to come." This was the third true knowledge attained by me in the third watch of the night. Ignorance was banished and true knowledge arose. Darkness was banished and light arose, as happens in one who is diligent, ardent, and self-controlled. End quote. Prince Siddhartha finally attained full enlightenment, the full awakening he had sought for many lifetimes, the complete eradication of old age, illness, and death, i.e. suffering. A Dhamma which was unheard before, the Four Noble Truths, was fully understood by the prince, who was now fully self-enlightened and awakened. That night, Prince Siddhartha attained the path knowledge of arahatship that destroyed all mental defilements, asavakaya nana, together with omniscient knowledge. Attaining full enlightenment by his own efforts, without a teacher. By his own effort and wisdom, without the guidance of any teacher, the prince became the fully self-enlightened one. He attained an incomparable supreme awakening, anuttaram sammasambodhi, endowed with omniscient knowledge, which enabled him to acquire clear comprehension of all phenomena. The world shook, and flowers bloomed to pay homage to the fully enlightened one. The emergence of a Sammasambuddha in the world brings boundless hope to all who are lost in the darkness of ignorance and have been searching for relief through limitless rounds of birth and death. All of the Buddha's arahat disciples learned the path to enlightenment from a teacher. Even the top disciples like Venerable Sariputta, foremost in wisdom, and Venerable Moggallana, foremost in psychic powers, attained arahatship by learning from the Blessed One. Therefore, their enlightenment is called a disciple's enlightenment, or enlightenment from hearing, Savakabodhi, which is different from the Buddha's supreme self-enlightenment, Sammasambodhi. Further, the knowledge of his disciples did not equal or compare with the omniscient knowledge of the fully self-enlightened one. As we recite the chant, we are urged to recall that Prince Siddhartha, without any teacher, with his own supramundane wisdom and determined effort, attained full enlightenment, and therefore the Buddha is called Sammasambuddha. End of chapter.